From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to the week.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Yeah, those jobs, those numbers. Could it be an error?
Well, you'd hope not, but how do they all get it so wrong? It's probably one of the biggest misses I can actually remember having seen. So we're talking about the non-farm payroll report for May, which was released in the US on Friday night, New Zealand time, and gives us an insight into the state of the US employment market. So what happened here, Mike, is that analysts and economists' expectations were for the US economy to have lost a further 8 million jobs. So that sort of echoes numbers we last saw probably in the Great Depression. So I strongly suspect that there are a large number of people staring at their screens in total disbelief when the number printed at plus 2.509. So there's nothing like a 10 million person turnaround to wake up all those Wall Street worker bees, is there? I mean, it's quite phenomenal that they were so far off this. My understanding is that not a single economist analyst had predicted a rise at all. So the expectations were spectacularly wrong. So for the record, the change in non-farm payrolls plus 2.509 million. Actually, it wasn't 8 million, it was 7.5 million was the expectation. Remember, that was over 20 million in April. Yeah. The unemployment rate, 13.3%. Expectations were for almost 19%. So it actually improved from April, where the unemployment rate was 14.7%. Average hourly earnings fell a little bit. They fell 1%. But if you actually look year on year, average hourly earnings were actually higher, 6.7% higher. So what's actually happened is that the rehiring, you know, so the US economy very flexible. You can get rid of people very quickly. But the rehiring has happened a lot quicker than expected. And the private services sector has led the way. So people that were let go very quickly were rehired just as quickly. Just one thing. Unfortunately for the US president, who when he was celebrating these numbers, he invoked the name of George Floyd when celebrating these numbers. However, when you look at the rate, the unemployment rate did not have a sort of an equal composition, because the unemployment rate for African Americans actually rose, so they did not participate to the same degree as the broader population. The share market reaction was obviously dramatic. The Dow Jones added over 3%, so over 800 points. The S&P 2.6%. These are big moves, so continuing that very strong sort of recovery we've seen from late March, that risk-on rally. And as we talked about last week, the risk-on currencies got a lift as well. So New Zealand dollar now above 65 cents versus the US. So a dramatic evening, Mike.
Yes, indeed you do. So let's go back to our place in this tourism funding we briefly talked about last week. We had Grant Webster on the program, the tourism guy. So why Tomo gets the money, and you understand why they get the money, but look at the share price. I mean, that's sort of you give government money, give them, bang, they're back.
Yeah, well, I mean, we touched on this last week. This is the tourism recovery package, and we had that announcement that we're starting to see grants being made from the Strategic Tourism Assets Protection Program, which is designed to protect and safeguard those iconic New Zealand tourism assets. So, and then that first tranche, we talked about Discover Waitomo receiving $4 million, and we didn't go and talk in detail about Tourism Holdings Limited, which operates the Discover Waitomo Group, and they just announced restructures, layoffs due to the lack of international travel. Now, as you pointed out, THL, which is listed on the NZX, share price got a nice big boost. But if I look at the broader picture for THL, I mean, the share price was up 38% last week. I look back to late March, the Tourism Holdings Limited share price actually fell to 55 cents. So it's a remarkable recovery. But the thing is, Mike, it's not just about Waitomo, because part of the THL business is the self-drive experience. So the camper vans, we know they're doing that promotion locally in New Zealand, but they have exposure overseas as well. And with borders are closed, well, the camper vans, the RVs, they're back in vogue. And it even got a plus from CNBC's Mad Money host Jim Cramer, who talked about that the RVs were back. And so there's a number of tailwinds, particularly in the where you've got, you know, no international tourism market, helping THL. So it's all on.
Well, saw a picture of Justin Bieber's RV this morning. His is worth $1 million. And it comes with heated floors, which would be nice, wouldn't it?
Has it got a disco ball? Flashing lights?
It probably does. Anyway, what are the numbers?
27,110 on the Dow Jones on Friday night, up 829 points, 3.15%. S&P 500, 3194, up 2.6%, and the NASDAQ 9814 up 198 points, just over 2%. The FTSE 100 6484 up 2.25%. The Nikkei 22864 up 168. Shanghai Composite up 11, 2930. The ASX 200 5998 up 7 on Friday. Now market actually fell back 11,171, lost 0.46%. But you'd expect a bit of a rally this morning. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar against the US 0.6504. 0.9335 Aussie, 0.5760 Euro, 0.5132 pounds, 71.22 yen. Gold falling back a bit, $1,685.06. And Brent crude up through the $40 mark, $42.30.
Enjoy your Monday. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, the expertise in the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.